The filmmakers behind a wordless movie about animals trying to survive a flood, Flo, now hold this year's Oscar for Best Animated Feature. But for parents thinking of quickly adding Flo to their screen time rotation, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports the movie has proven too scary for some little kids.
Flo has everything a kid might want. A courageous cat, a yellow lab, a capybara, funny lemurs.
I was like, oh, this looks like something I will watch with my kids.
Philip Sledge, a content producer for the entertainment site CinemaBlend, says he did, and it was a mistake. He says they have a cat that looks just like the one in the movie. When the waters started to rise, his 11-year-old started to cry.
She was scared. She was worried about all the animals.
Other families had similar reactions. One commenter on the website Common Sense Media wrote that she had to stop the movie because her 9 and 10-year-old daughters were sobbing. Flo is definitely not one of those cute movies about lovable talking animals. There are signs of human life, but we never see or hear any people. Betsy Bosdek, Common Sense Media's editorial director, thinks Flo is like a great picture book that doesn't have words.
These animals are definitely in peril, but they also find a whole lot of companionship and camaraderie.
Common Sense Media recommends Flo for ages 6 and up. Bosdek says to come up with its age rating criteria, they work with child development experts.
When you look at what levels of tension and scariness are appropriate for which ages, it kind of fell in line at around age 6 plus.
But Bosdek says all families are different, and what works for some kids won't work for others. She says a movie like Flo can help kids experience some uncomfortable emotions in a safe environment.
Part of parents' jobs is to raise kids who are resilient and able to handle all the things that life throws at them, not just the good stuff.
Bosdek recommends parents watch Flo with their kids so they can talk about the scary parts. Meantime, Philip Sledge says he watched the Oscars with his daughter. Even though she had cried during Flo, she got excited when it was mentioned.
She was like, oh, I remember that movie. I love Flo so much. Let's watch it again.
Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.